SBS Radio.
Ipinakita ng mas mataas na antas ng diskriminasyon at karahasan kung saan nabubuhay ang mga taong may kapansanan. Mas maraming reklamo ang ginagawa sa Human Rights Commission tungkol sa diskriminasyon ng mga may kapansanan kaysa sa mga reklamo tungkol sa magkasamang sex at lahi. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Tom Steiner. Si Yen Purkis ay isang tagapagtanggol ng autismo na may atypical schizophrenia at autismo kasabay ng pagsasabing ang buhay ay maganda.
And a large part of that has come from me accepting and being proud of who I am in a world that isn't always conducive to respect and pride. But I think that level of knowing who I am and that I'm actually valid and worthy and a decent person because of, rather than despite of, my various disabilities and health conditions.
Natagpuan ang mga bagong pinagsamang ebidensya na ang mga taong nabubuhay ng may kapansanan ay tumatanggap ng diskriminasyon ng mas malimit kaysa sa mga taong nagsusumbong tungkol sa diskriminasyon sa sex o lahi. Sinasabi ni Yen na hindi palaging ganito noon.
In the past, those assumptions about me and about, you know, how I may or may not behave and things like that led to a lot of difficulties, and it was often individual stuff, but it was also at the workplace level or at the societal level as well.
Sa mga reklamo ng diskriminasyon ginawa sa Australian Human Rights Commission sa pagitan ng mga taong 2017 at 2018, 42% ang pinagsimula ng diskriminasyon na nakabase sa kapansanan. Kumpara ito sa 27% tungkol sa diskriminasyon sa sex, 14% tungkol sa lahi at aabot sa 8% tungkol sa edad. Ayon kay Louis York ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, upang mas magandang maunawaan ang mga hinaharap na hamon, nagtipon ng mga dato sa mga tagasuri mula sa maraming ulat.
1 in 11 people with disability report that they've experienced disability discrimination, and those people are more likely to experience health problems, be unemployed, and have lower levels of income. And we also know that from the Human Rights Commission that disability discrimination is their most commonly reported form of discrimination.
Halos 4.5 milyong Australiano ang nabubuhay ng may kapansanan, halos 15 ng buong populasyon ng bansa. Itinaas ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare ang ulat na hinaharap nila sa pagtaas ng antas ng karahasan, mahinang kalusugan at kawalan ng trabaho. Halos kalahati ay nakaranas ng karahasan kumpara sa 3/4 lamang ng mga may edad na may kapansanan. Sila ay may halos 6 beses na magkaroon ng mahina o katamtamang kalusugan at halos doble ng kawalan ng trabaho. Ayon kay Jeff Smith, punong ehekutibo ng People with Disability Australia, kailangang suriin ng gobyerno ang Disability Discrimination Act at dagdagan ang kanyang bisa.
We need to get better generally across society, but also employers and landlords and the government and everyone involved needs to get better at addressing these issues and tackling them full on. I think it's also clear that the legislation needs significant reform as well.
Ayon din kay Ginoong Smith, ang mas magandang pagtanggap ng hustisya ay mahalaga.
The way that you can start to do that is to strengthen the offence and complaint making processes. We can begin to tackle that systemic discrimination through a range of measures, including allowing advocacy organisations to take on representative actions.
Isang Royal Commission tungkol sa kapansanan ang magsisimula sa buwang ito. Para kay Yen Purkis, ang pagpapaganda ay magsisimula ng madinig.
I think we need people with disability in positions of influence across the board. I think we need people with disability to actually be respected and understood, and for that discourse to happen that's happening around other issues needs to happen around disability. And we need people to understand.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.